Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Friday, February 6th radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. It's an honor for us to come on radio again today. I want to remind you that some of these stations carry our 30-minute weekly broadcast, some on Saturday, some on Sunday. Check with your local station. For a full listing of the stations we're on, go to gbiradio.org. That's gbiradio.org. I want to tell you about our new project. We'll be talking about this probably for some weeks to come, so I hope you won't get tired of that. But I'm not on the radio begging for money. I'm on the radio saying to you, God has burdened my heart about reaching America with the gospel. Now, radio works, okay? There's people that are listening to radio that will never, ever tell you that they're listening. I got a note one day from one of our border agents keeping the border down on the southern border, and heard me on the radio. And let me say this to you. People that are listening, there might be governors listening. There might be senators listening. You don't know who's listening. And there might be lost people that ask the Lord to save them. And so your investment, maybe your church's investment, and that's $120 for a year if you want to just write a check. That way a lot of people can do that. And we're asking for 1,000 people to support us like that, $10 a month. And so I want you to pray about it. Before you do it, just pray and ask God, would He have you be a part of it? And as we get the money and we're able to go on more stations, then we're going to tell you about it. We're going to tell you where we're going to reach the gospel, all right? So you help me pray. Help me pray about it. I've been praying for almost a year and a half. I started praying about this in September of the year 2024. Now, I want to say that some of you could give a large sum, and if you want to do that, that's to be a blessing. Some of you give a small sum, that's fine. I want you to obey the Lord and obey the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray the Holy Spirit would guide givers, and Lord, help us in this day and hour. Do that is needed. We love you. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen. And I want to thank God for every gift that's going to come in. Let me say, you write your check to GBI, and then here's where to mail it to. GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. If you want to be a part of our Reaching America and help us get the gospel out into different places. And I hope you'll go to church now somewhere on this coming Lord's Day. And if you need a good Bible preaching church, if you'll email us or write us, we'll try to direct you to that church. All right, we'll finish as much as we can of this message today, entitled A Zeal That Consumes. And that sort of offended me. I thought, well, of course I'm saved. Yeah, I'm saved. I was saved. I'd just gotten saved about 2 years before that. I didn't say anything to him. I said, yeah, I'm saved. And I didn't understand really why he was asking me that. I guess I did. I did understand it. But you know how a young boy is. And as I've grown older, I realized he was a soul winner. He's just making sure everybody's going to go to heaven. Now, that's the way we ought to be. You say, well, preacher, I'm too shy. Well, your family may die without the Lord. My family may die without the Lord. You know, I have failed as a preacher. I'll tell you who I've failed in the last 40 years as a preacher, 41 years. I've failed my family. I've got family members right now that's lost. I have failed my family. I failed them. Ricky Cawthorn's failed them. I'm a failure. I admit that on the radio. I confess it. All right, he first findeth Simon Peter. Now watch this, verse number 42. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Boy, the Lord knew all about Peter, didn't he? Amen. When he came to him, the thing is, when you get him to the Lord already knows all about him. Amen. John 1:43, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee. Watch this. And findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now hold on a minute. Jesus was a soul winner. Do you reckon if Jesus found men, what does that word findeth mean? You see, Jesus already knew Philip. He already knew where Philip was, but he did this for your benefit. Jesus, living the life in the flesh, he did it for your example, you know. You ever read in the Bible where it says, when Jesus learned this or when he knew that, you know, it didn't mean that he didn't already know it. What he's doing is he's living in the flesh. And he's using it as an example to you. So what Jesus did is he did exactly what Andrew did. He went out and found somebody. Let me ask you a question. Do we know of anybody that ain't in church? Do we know of anybody that don't go to church that we might could get in church? You know, I've got a list and I pray for lost people, but I fail about witnessing to them. I really do. And I just want you to know that my friend, we ought to be witnessing to people. Amen. Now Jesus is finding Philip here. Now, verse 44. Now, Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Same city. Verse 45. Now Jesus found Philip. All right, so Philip gets saved. Now, Peter's got saved. And now, watch this right here. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Verse 46, and Nathanael said unto him, now he's just like any old sinner, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Now he's making fun. Boy, Philip had a good answer for him. Philip had never been to soul winning school, but he had a good answer. Philip saith unto him, come and see. In other words, if you got questions about this fella, come see about him. Come and see. I mean, just come and see what Jesus can do for you. Boy, Nathanael was a hard case. By the way, those hard cases can be won too. You got to pray for them, love them. Now, Philip didn't talk mean to him. Philip didn't pull a gimmick on him. He didn't pull a trick on him. He didn't show him any kind of movie. You know, movies ain't going to get people saved. And you need to read the Bible. You know, the Bible said the rich man. He said the rich man had this idea of a big gimmick. The rich man told the Lord, told Abraham, he said, if you just have one rise from the dead, said people, listen, can you imagine Sunday in our church and some brother said, now I'm going to have a man who's dead and he's been in hell for 35 years. He's coming out of hell today and he's going to preach in our service on Sunday. Can you imagine how many people go hear that? It'd be a big gimmick, but they wouldn't go for the right reason. They wouldn't go for the right reason at all. Now, Jesus put a stop to that foolishness, and Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. You know what he said? They got the word of God. That's what I'm giving. Jesus ain't in raising people out of hell to come and preach to you. And Jesus ain't in gimmicks and tricks. He's in the Bible. And the way you get saved is you do what the Bible says do. You realize you're a sinner. You call on the name of the Lord and you ask him to save you. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. And so now, Nathanael's being a little hard here. And so Philip said, come and see. All right, verse number 47, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him. Now, before Nathanael ever got there, and said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Now, Jesus already knew him. And the Jews require a sign. So watch this. Watch what Jesus did. Now, back in that day, the Jews required a sign. So watch what Jesus did, verse 48. I'm in John 1. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? In other words, have you met me somewhere before, sir? And boy, Jesus is getting ready to tell him something real personal about himself that only Jesus would know. By the way, Jesus never does anything without a witness and a record. He witnessed it and he recorded it. He wrote it down in the Bible. Jesus never does anything without a witness and a record. You keep that in mind, keep that in mind, keep that in mind. And boy, I tell you what, now Jesus is getting ready to tell him something personal here. Now Nathanael, he's thinking, well, maybe I met the Lord, maybe I met this guy somewhere before. And the Lord's getting ready to tell him something way beyond that. Now watch this. All right, he said this in verse number 48. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Now hold on just a minute. I don't know what he was doing under that fig tree. It ain't none of nobody's business. But God said, Nathanael, I knew where you was under that fig tree. Now let me tell you, brother, only God knows your deep, dark secrets. You hear a lot of people that have now gotten saved. They had to go to church and they said, man, I went to church that day. And they said, I thought my wife had told that preacher everything I'd ever done. Said he just, it wasn't his wife. It's the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit has to be present in winning people to God. Right here's where we fail in soul winning. The Holy Spirit has to be present. The Holy Spirit, and before you ever go try to win anybody to God, you need to be filled with the Spirit. You need to be filled with the Spirit. And I need to be filled with the Spirit. I fail so much. Now, the psalmist again, Psalm 119, verse 139, he said, "My zeal hath consumed me." Do you have a zeal for souls? Do I? Now, I know this is talking about Israel, but the Bible said in Psalm 126, and you can put this application to souls, "He that soweth in tears shall reap in joy." Have we cried over anybody that was a soul winner? You know, my Uncle Bob Dowell, Bob got saved in 1975, New Year's Eve, I believe, if I have it right, somewhere between Rhonda and Roaring River, North Carolina, on Highway 268 in the Volkswagen. They pulled over on the side of the road, and old Bob Dowell accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. Bob's brother was a preacher. And Bob was never a preacher. Bob was an encouragement in my life, and Bob was a soul winner. Bob believed in getting people saved. That's what Bob lived for. And I never forget it. One day I got word, said Bob's got cancer and don't look good. So we'd make several trips to Uncle Bob's home to see him because he was my great friend. And I never forget one of the last times that I ever talked with Uncle Bob. I was there and went to see him at night, and there's a crowd of people, different people came in. And because Bob had cancer, people was coming in to see him. And Bob said, "Ricky, excuse me." He said, "I got to go in here and try to win this man to the Lord." It didn't offend me. Because that didn't offend me because he'd left me to go win that man. I want him to win. I don't know if the man ever got saved or not, but Bob died trying to win men to the Lord. I'm told the story of Dr. Carl Lackey and his wife. I never met neither one of them. I wished I could have. Now I'll meet them in heaven. Thank God I'll meet them in heaven. But I'm told the story that Carl Lackey's wife won 7 nurses on her deathbed in the hospital. You know, I'm good at talking. I was telling my doctor the other day, I was joking with him. I said, "I'm a man of few words," and he laughed at me. I'm not a man of few words. I talk too much. But I wonder if I could turn that talking around and use it for Jesus and talk about God. You know, if we're ashamed of the Lord, He's going to be ashamed of us, right? Let me continue this reading right here just for a minute, and then we're going to close this message out. Jesus answered, verse 50, and said unto him, "Because I said unto thee," let me go back. Let me get verse number 49. Nathanael answered and said unto him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." And Jesus answered, verse number 50, and said unto him, "Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater works or greater things than these." He said, "Why, that ain't nothing compared to what I can do." Let me tell you something, brother. If we go with the Lord, we can see great things done. Now, I believe Nathaniel's in heaven. I believe Philip's in heaven. I believe Andrew's in heaven. By the way, I believe Peter's in heaven. Boy, Peter was a great man in the New Testament church. And Bible and history says that, of course, we do know the Bible says Peter was crucified, but history says he's crucified upside down because he didn't want to be crucified. He wasn't worthy to be crucified like the Lord. But let me tell you something. Somebody said, "I'd love to have been Peter." Well, what about Andrew that won Peter to the Lord? Andrew was real quiet. Andrew didn't have the preeminence. The only other time I think Andrew's mentioned about maybe one or two more times, but he was mentioned with a little lad's lunch. Andrew got that lunch to Jesus. He did that. But Andrew was a behind-the-scenes guy. Not everybody's out front. Not everybody has to be known. I was reading the Bible about Barak, Jeremiah's friend. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Friday, February 6th. We certainly thank you for listening today. It's been a great joy to be with you today. And I trust you'll join us again next on this coming Monday. All right? And many stations carry our 30-minute broadcast. I hope you'll tune in for that. And remember, if you want this message, write us. We can give it to you on CD free of charge, or we can email it to you. comments@gbiradio.org or GBI Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. Join us again on Monday. God bless you. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.